This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Baruch Mabam. We continue in the Daf HaShavua. Tonight is Daf Chavchas. The Gemara brought a Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about two sisters who are Yavamis that fall to one Yavam. So the Gemara said, what do you do? These two sisters fall. When you do chalitza to the first one, she becomes mutaras l'shuk, and then you do chalitza to the second one, and she becomes mutaras l'shuk. If the first one dies, according to Rav, you're even mutter to the second one, and certainly if the second one dies, you're mutter to the first one, because of Yivama Shehutra, Vanessa V'chazor V'hutra, Tachzor Terishoin. However, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that only Mesa Shnia mutter b'rishoina, Aval Mesa Rishoina, she's Aser b'shnia, because since she was Aser at the time that she fell, because at the time she fell, she was Achay Sekukasai, so she does not revert back to Heter HaRishoina. So Gemara had a kash on Rabbi Yochanan from the case of four brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters, and the ones married to two sisters die. So you do chalitza to both, and you don't do yibam. So the Gemara had a shaila. Why? Why can't you do chalitza to the second one? And memela, the first one will be to the other brother, like a yivama shehutra v'nesu v'chazu v'hutra tachzor ter rishon. So what Rabbi Yochanan said back was, this is not an authoritative Mishnah, Braisa. It's not authoritative. I don't know who taught this. Rashi said, "Any adem Mishnah klomer zu enoy Mishnah." It's not a Mishnah. So the Gemara goes through a few possibilities of what Rabbi Yochanan could have or should have said instead of challenging the authenticity of the Braisa. The Gemara says, "Why didn't he say what does Choltzos mean?" You do chalitza to the second one. The Gemara says, that can't be. It says chaltzois to both of them. No, the Gemara says, maybe chaltzois is anytime this happens. It says, no, hare elu. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you have to do to the second one in a situation where you already did to the first one. So if you did it to the first one, so you have no choice but to do chalitza to both. So the Gemara says, no, chaltzois implies the charchila. That's what you need to do. But why can't you do chalitza to the second one, and then do yibum to the first one? So this is where we're up to. V'lei malei, top line. Yeah? V'lei malei, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Gezeira d'ma kadim v'chalitz l'rishayna b'reisha? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that if we're going to tell this guy to do chalitza to the second one, in other words, I'm going to tell one brother do chalitza to the second one, and then the first brother will do yibum. Why are we, maybe we can't do that? Because it's a gzera. Maybe one will do chalitza to the first one, and then the other brother will do yibum to the second one. In other words, they may mistake the order. They may say, Mali, if you do chalitza to the second one, if one brother does chalitza to the second one, the other brother does yibum to the first one. Or let's flip it around. If one brother does chalitza to the first one, the other brother could do yibum to the second one. So why isn't that a valid reason that you cannot do chalitza to the second one and then the other brother do yibum to the first one? Says the Gemara, but v'loy misya bemes katani, that's not going to help. Because that implies, the Braisa says, Choyotzois v'loi misyadmois. Which means, in other words, what are we afraid of? We say, L'chatchila, don't do chalitza to the second one and then do yibum to the first one, because you might get it confused. But if you were to do chalitza to the second one, Eina Chanami, the other brother could do yibum to the first one, but it says v'loy misyamos. That means they're categorically removed from the possibility of doing yibum. The leka din yibum hacha klal. There's no din of yibum here at all, no matter what. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the following reason is why there's no din of yibum. V'loy malei. Why doesn't we say to him gezeira shema yamos? It's a gezeira that the other brother might die. You know why there's no Yibam here at all? Even if one brother were to do Chalitza to the second one, you know why we don't allow Yibam to the first one? Because it's a Gezeira Shema Yamos. Maybe there will be a death over here. Va'asur levata mitzvus Yivamin. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Dere Hamascha, Valeima Le Gzera Shema Yamas Vyasa Vatmitsus Yavamin, Vahachi Perusha, Leima Le Rabbi Yochanan, why can Rabbi Yochanan say, Tana de Masnisin, that the reason of the Tana of our Mishnah, Taime, his rationale, Lav Misham Zika Ka'as Aliyambe Zachayos, the reason he holds he can't marry two sisters, not because of Zika, the Svirle Ein Zika, maybe the Tana of the Mishnah holds Ein Zika, Di Taime Misham Zika. If the reason is Zika Michicholitz Lashnia, if you were to do Chalitza to the second one, Apaka Zikasa, then after the fact, Sharli Vumer Rishayna, Kedarmi, you would be, the other brother could do Yibam to the first one as mentioned. We just, Lechachila, don't recommend it because you might flip the order. But, Ana, Kedamrina Ana, Ela Taima Mishum Shema Yomos. Maybe the reason why you can't do Yibam to both, or you can't do Yibam to either, is like we said in the beginning of the parak. Maybe if one does Yibam, the other one will die. And therefore the Rabbanon took the Din Yibam and removed it from the sisters. And even if you did Chalitza to the second one, since Asur Levata Mitzvahs Yavam, and they categorically and fundamentally removed the possibility of doing Yibam, they did not want any of the sisters getting used to doing Yibam because of the possibility that if you do Yibam, the other one might die. They said even if you do Chalitza to the second one, you can't do Yibam to the first one. And because we're afraid you're going to come to do Yibam L'chadchila. And if you do that, the other one might die. So the Gemara says, now, why wouldn't Rabbi Yochanan have been concerned about that earlier? Rashi says, regarding Misa earlier, that Rabbi Yochanan was speaking, there's no such kazera. Because in Rabbi Yochanan's case, the case is Misa, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the woman dying. Misa Shnia Mutter Barishaina. So what's the problem? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said that if the second woman dies, then your mutter, you're permitted to marry the first Yavama. But in our case, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan have responded that because of Asar Levata Mitzvah Yavamin, therefore Yibam has categorically been removed. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Misa Lechayish. Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned for Misa. So now the Gemara offers another possibility. Says the Gemara, V'lei Malei, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say Rabbi Elazar he? That the Tan of this Bryce is Rabbi Elazar. The Omar, Kivan Sha'amda Olav Sha'achas V'Isser Nesra Olav Olamis. You know why in this, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say that the author of this Bryce is Rabbi Elazar? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan will say, I hold like the Rabbanan, and the author of this Braisa is Rabbi Elazar, namely, who holds that once a woman is Aser, even if she later became Aser, even if she was Mutter at the time that she fell, she remains Aser forever. So since at the time that she fell, at the time that she fell, she was Mutaras, because she was the only sister who fell. But then another sister fell, so she became Aser. And then, so it's not going to help to do Chalitza to the second one, because Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that Kivan Sheneser Olav Sha'achas, Kivan Sha'amd Olav Sha'achas Iser Neser Olav Elamis. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Me the Seifa of the Brice is Rabbi Lezer. Meaning, we're asking this question from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Arba Achen. And then the end of the Right, we're asking from the Arba Ach and Shamim Mesun Shtei Achos Meisan Mesun Sachos Haril Chotzos Lei Mesiab Mois. And then the Sefer says Rabbi Lazar Omer Rabbi Shama Yomim. So since says the Gemara, me the Sefer Rabbi Lazar, from the fact that the Sefer is Rabbi Lazar Reisha Lav Rabbi Lazar, the Reisha is not Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, V'neim Aluhu Dinafol Bevas Achas. Why doesn't he say to them? In other words, why didn't he say back that, you know what the case is? You know why you can't just have one brother do chalitza to the second one? Because the case of the Braisa is where they fell simultaneously. Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and it's going according to the Shita, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, the Amar Efshar Letzamsem. Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds that it is possible to confine. In other words, there is, when you suspect that something happened simultaneously, then you should assume it did. Even though it's debatable whether it's Efshar Letzamsem or Efshar Letzamsem, but why don't we say that this is, according to the opinion, Efshar Letzamsem? Says the Gemara, no, we would never establish the Braisa, the Mishnah, Efshar Letzamsem, Lo Sosim Lam Tana Rabbi Yossi Haglili. No Tana ever unqualified a statement, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that Efshar Letzamsem. So now the Gemara has a Gevaldiga possibility. V'lei Malay. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say back? D'lo Yadinan Hainafel Bereisha. You know why you can't do chalitza to the second one? Because you just don't know which one died. You're right. Ef Sholat Samsim. So one of them died before the other. But you have no idea which one died before the other. In other words, you have no idea. So if you have no idea, so then you can't do Yibam to the first one because you don't know who the first one is. The first one might be the one that died second. In other words, if you can do Yibam to the first one, that might be the woman who never had a Shas Heter at all. So you might do Yibam to the wrong. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, Hainu Diktani, that which it said, Kadmu V'kansu, if they chapped on and they jumped, Yoitziu, and in other words, they jumped and they both did Yibam, Yoitziu, they both have to divorce their wives because each one married Achesiku Kasai. Now, Bishlam Arishayna, I understand why the one to marry the sister, who married a sister first, Aminon Lei, we say, Man Sharila, who allowed you to? Who said you married the one that fell first? Maybe you married the one that fell second. In other words, after the fact, what's wrong with what each one did? Each one married Achos the Kukasai. However, once they both do Yibam, so then they didn't, retroactively, they didn't marry Achos Kukasa. The problem is that at the time they married them, they did an Isser. But one of them did not do an Isser at the time that he married them, namely the second one. In other words, Rishayna, I mean, on Leiman Sharilach, the Rishayna we say, who allowed you to marry this woman? It's true at the time that her husband died, she may have been Mutter, but then when her sister fell, she became Isser. And therefore, you married her be'isser. Elashniya, but the guy who married the second one, Amar, why can't he say, Chavroi shniya yibeim? My friend, my other brother, he was miyabim the second one, and that second one was Nesra v'chaz of Hudra, but anorishon miyabim. I was miyabim the first one. So you're right, maybe at the time that she fell to me, maybe, I mean, in other words, he's saying, if I was miyabim the first one, she is what we call Hutra, Venesra, V'chazar, V'hutra. So why, in other words, the Gemara at Akasha, why didn't Rabbi Yossi Haglili say, we don't know which one fell first? So Gemara says back, that's not going to help us, because that will not explain why? In other words, the kasha is, Rabbi Yochanan should not have said it's not an authoritative Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan should have said back, the reason why you can't do chalitza to the second zone, we don't know which one fell first. So Gemara says, if the case is, we don't know which one fell first, then why would it be kadma v'kansu? They both have to be yoitziu. Says the Gemara. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Bishlam alarisha and arminan le apik. Bishlam, the first one we say you have to divorce. Why? Devade bisur asa yadcha. She definitely came to him be isur. The inami rishonahi, because even if she's the first one that fell, man sharin halach, who allowed you to marry her? Alacha sekukihi. At the end of the day, once the other woman falls, the woman you're marrying, even though she fell first, is achazakuka. Me'achi chalatz la'achosa. Which one of your brothers did chalitza to the second one? La'afkue zika mina. To remove the zika from her. Elasheni. But the second one, lema, why don't we say achar shibam rishon shnia, after the first one, does yim to the second one, Era lechelkai, she fell to his chelek. V'hav yizu rishayna yevama shehutra v'nesa v'chaza v'hutra. In other words, let's try to get this clear. The first guy who does yibam, we're going to have to tell him to divorce the wife. Because this woman who he's doing yibam to came to him be'isser. Because at the time that he married her, right, the time he married her, this woman is for sure achayis akuka, regardless of who it is, regardless of whether she fell first or she fell second. At the end of the day, he's living with a woman who's a sister of someone who he's zakuk to. Nobody did chalitza to the second one before he did yibam to the first one. But the second one, why don't we say, after the first one does yibam, why can't he say, look, why are you making me get divorced from her? Maybe I got the Rishayna and my brother did Yibam to the Shnia. So if Rabbi Yochanan cannot say back, oh, the reason why you can't do Chalitza to the second one and... Again, the question on Rabbi Yochanan is, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan answer that the reason why he can't do chalitza to the second one, and then the other one do chalitza and do yibam to the first one, is because we don't know which one fell first. So the Gemara says, if we, Taka, don't know which one fell first, that cannot be the case, because that would not explain why im kadmu v'kansu, they both have to divorce, because only one of them should have to get divorced. So this, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had... With what?
The second guy to do Yibum has a 50-50 chance of doing it with the correct person.
So, Lechari, you're right. It's a 50-50 chance. But Lamaisa, it's a Drabanan, and it's a Safik Drabanan, and we're not going to... He didn't necessarily definitely do something wrong, because once the other brother did Yibam, he may never have done something wrong to begin with, and we're not going to make him get divorced. Mashenkin, the first guy for sure at the time he did it, did something wrong. So even if he got it right, and retroactively... the Zika was removed, but at the time he definitely did an act of impropriety. So even if it's later rectified, we say, you know, you need to stop this marriage. You didn't do the right thing. But the other guy, it's only 50-50. We're not going to ruin his marriage if out of Safik Durabanan. So for this reason, Rabbi Yochanan was forced to say, Hanu de Karmelei Achoyes Eni Yadei Mishanan. Sisters, I don't know who taught it. Okay, weiter. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. If, right, so basically Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Shimon. Rachel, let's say, is the mother-in-law of Levi. Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. Tanan, Hoysa Achazman Asura Alo Echad Isser Erva. If one of them was usher to one of the Yevamim, with an Isser Erva, Asur Ba, that woman is Asur to him, but he's Mutter to the sister, because the sister is not Achos, Kukasai Vashini Asur B'Shtayan. Says the Gemara, Sakadaitach, the Havamina was, what happened? Denafla Chamoisai Tchila. First, Levi's mother-in-law Rachel fell to him. And then, her sister fell. Then, Leah fell. And we say, do Yibum to Leah, and your brother does Chalitza to both. V'amai, Leiku Chasan Liabim Hachte Ina Chamoisai. Why don't we say the son-in-law of Rachel, do Yibum, in other words, Rachel, the mother-in-law, fell first. So what happened to Rachel? Rachel fell to who? Levi and Yehuda. Rachel is Aser. Rachel was mutter to Yehuda when she fell, right? Because she's only one woman. She was also to Levi. Then what happened? Leah fell. Leah is not anyone's mother-in-law. But Leah falling made Rachel Aser to who? To Yehuda. But if Levi does Yibam to Leah, then why can't Rachel be mutter to Yehuda? Rachel, when she fell, again, Rachel was Levi's mother-in-law, not Yehuda's mother-in-law. So when Rachel fell, she was mutter to Yehuda. Then she became aser when Leah fell, because Rachel was achos zekukasai. So why don't we just say, Levi, do Yibam to Leah, and then Yehuda could do Yibam to Rachel, because it's hutra v'nasa v'chaz v'hutra. V'amai leku chasan, let Levi get up. Liabim hachte ena chamoise. Do Yibam to the one who's not his mother-in-law, Bereisha. V'tavi chamoise legabe idoch. And then Rachel, the mother-in-law of Levi, to Yehuda, is kivam shut v'nasa v'chaz v'hutra. Talzot ha-risha, and Sigmar says ena chanami. You're right. If Rachel fell first, you could do that. Ha-amar papa, k'goin d'naf l'hachta ena chamoise. What happened was Leah fell first. And when Leah fell, Bereisha, Leah fell first to both brothers, and she was mutter. And so how is that going to help? And then, first, Leah fell. Now, Leah is falling to Levi and Yehuda. She's neither of their mother-in-laws, so she's mutter to both. Then what happened? Rachel, Levi's mother-in-law, falls. So what are you going to tell Levi to do? You're going to tell Levi to go do Yibum to... to who? You're going to tell Levi to do Yibum to Leah? Can Levi do Yibum to Leah? Levi could do... Again, Leah falls to Levi and Yehuda. She's neither of their mother-in-laws. She's mutter to both. And then Rachel falls. So if Levi is going to do Yibum to Leah... At them, okay, so that at the time that Rachel fell, she was Aser, right? She was Aser from the time that she fell. So if Levi does Yibam to Leah, it's not going to matter Rachel. Says Rashi, Kigon Dinof Lahach Deina Chamos Bereisha, V'im Yabim Lahayich Bereisha, if Levi does Yibam to, let's say, to Leah, Paishi Shnia Shnasa Mishasa Filasa, you're going to be left with this woman Rachel, who's been Aser from the time that she fell, and therefore, in other words, not going to help if Levi does Yibam to Leah, because Rachel will remain Aser. Rachel, who's the mother-in-law of Levi, but at the time that she fell, she was Aser to Yehuda, she will remain Aser to Yehuda. Okay, weiter. The Gemara says, Rebbe Lezer Oimer Beishamai Oimer. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Beishamai Oimer Yikaimu. Rabbi Lezer says, Beishamai says you could, if you were Miyabim, if the two brothers were Miyabim, these two Yuvamais, they could stay with them. Beisil Oimer Yitzio, Beisil says they have to get divorced. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Yikaimu. Rabbi Shimon says you could stay with them. Abba Shol Oimer, Kal Hoya Lohem LeBeis Hillel. But Beis Hillel is actually more lenient in this matter. Shebeishamai Oimrim Yetzio. Beishamai says you divorce them. Beis Hillel Oimrim Yekaimu. And Beis Hillel says you keep them. Says the Gemara. So it's very interesting that Rabbi Lezer says Beishamai says you keep them. Beis Hillel says you divorce them. Abba Shol says Beishamai says you divorce them. Beis Hillel says Yekaimu. Reb Shimon says Yekaimu. So Reb Shimon, come on. If Reb Shimon is going like Beis Shammai, Hainu K'Reb Elazar. That means he's going like the Shita of Reb Elazar. Rashi says, Reb Shimon, come on, Aliba the man. If he's coming to say, Beis Shammai says Yekaimu, that's Reb Elazar. If he's coming to say, Beis Hillel says Yekaimu, Hainu Abba Shol. So how is he a third opinion? I mean, in other words, what's his contribution here exactly? I mean, if he says Kibbeis Shammai, that Yekaimu, so that's the Shita of Rebbe Lezer. If he says like Beis Hillel, that's the Shita of Abba Shol. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar Lenechle Beis Shammai Sobe Dabar Zeh. What really Reb Shimon is saying is that there is no machloikis about this. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would both agree that you could stay with them. Okay. Says the Gemara. We're going now on the statement of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if one of them was an Isser Erva, then the other is mutter to one of the brothers. In other words, if Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda, and Rachel's Levi's mother-in-law, Yehuda could marry, if Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, then Levi could marry Leah, and Yehuda has to do chalitza to both. So the Gemara says, "So he says, Achas mehem ha'tanina chadazim." We already learned this. We had this before on Daf Chaf in a Mishnah. Achoisa kishi yivim to ichaletsa so misya bemes. That when two sisters fall to a yavam, and one of them is an erva, then the other one you could do yivim or chalitza. I mean, it's basically the same case. It's just in this case, they're two brothers. And to one of the brother, you're a erva. So the sister, you could do yibum to, and the other brother remains with what happens when two sisters fall to him. Then he could do chalitza, not yibum. But why would we have to repeat what already said on Daf Chaf? Says the Gemara.
I need both cases. I need to pick a case where one is a erva when the two sisters fall to one brother, and I need to pick a case where one is an erva where the two sisters fall to two brothers. If we would just say it over there, where the two sisters fall to one brother, mishum deleka lemigza mishum sheni. There, the reason why you could do yibum is there's no reason to make a gzera because of another brother, because there's only one person there. So we say, you know what, you could do yibam to the other one, and we don't have to be afraid that somebody else will do yibam when there's not an erva. But aval hachavad over here, d'ikil migzor misham sheni, where if we're going to let one brother do yibam, we should possibly be worried then the other brother will do yibam. He doesn't have the same heter, because to him they're both achal zikukasoy, sa'im aloy. So the chiddush is even by two brothers, one brother could do yibum despite the fact that the other brother, both of them, do chalitza. V'yashminan hacha, and if we would just say this case over here by two brothers, mishum de'ika sheni de'kamuchach. You know why we allow one brother to do yibum? Because there's a second brother who shows that it's because there's a special scenario he could do yibum. V'haraya, the other brother could only do chalitza. Aval Hassan, but over there by one brother, Deleka Sheni, where there's no other second brother, Emaloy Loy, I would say not. Look at Rashi. De Kamuchach. The fact that the other brother did not do Yibam like his first brother, there's a hekera, there's a heker, that Achas Kukase is Asar. Why did his brother do Yibam? Because it's not Achas Kukase, because one of the women are Arayos. But over there, where it's only one brother, maybe we should say, don't do Yibam, because we might come to Mater Achas Kukase, and there's no heker in that case. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Chav Ches Amad Beis. And wishing everybody a wonderful evening. Shkoyach. If anybody wants to start Chilek Gvav of Mishnah Berurah, I think Gedirshu starts in 1 day or 2 days, and it's already posted on Torah Anytime. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a great evening. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.